Good evening, Dan. Welcome to the Space Show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dan, when did you become an astronaut?
Well, I always was interested in aviation, and when I was a freshman in college, it was during the Mercury program, so I'm quite old, you can see. But looking at the astronauts flying on the Mercury, that looked like the ultimate aviation experience. So I took a look at the original seven astronauts and what their biographies were, and use those as guidelines to set some short-term goals going through college and joining the Navy to fly and be a test pilot, and then applied at NASA. But it, ultimately the reason I did it was because it looked like the ultimate experience in flying.
So you didn't arrive there by an accident then?
No, I didn't. It was some years of planning and working towards it.
And after selection, you, of course, joined the shuttle program, didn't you?
That's correct. I was in the first group to be selected specifically for the shuttle program, and that was in 1978.
And you were selected as a pilot?
That's correct, yes.
And what sort of experience did you have in flying just before that?
Well, I'd flown A-6s in the Navy, so I'd made two tours in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, and then I made a tour at the Naval Test Center. I went through test pilot school and 4 years as being a test pilot, and then I was actually back in the fleet when the selection process started for the shuttle program for the astronauts.
And how many missions and which missions were they?
Well, I flew on STS-8. Which was the eighth flight.
I've got an envelope with a stamp on that that you flew on that one. Thank you very much for flying that.
yes, that was one of the Postage Department. We, I think, I don't know how many it was. We, 250,000 of them or something like that. There were a lot of them we flew. But then I flew STS-51G. Which was about the 18th flight. We had a new numbering system at that point in time. And then after the Challenger accident, I flew on STS-32 and also on STS-49.
And which of those missions did you find the most interesting, and which the most challenging?
Well, they were all very interesting. Obviously, the first one is quite an experience, the first time you launch and see the wonders of the Earth from space. The most challenging certainly was the last one, which was STS-49, when we tried to retrieve the Inlsat satellite and had some problems capturing it, and had to try actually three times before we were successful.
Well, what made you leave NASA in the end?
Well, I'd flown four missions that were, you know, very challenging and interesting. I wasn't getting any younger, and the realization that I couldn't do that the rest of my life, so it seemed at that point in time, age-wise and number of flights-wise and a variety of factors, that if I was going to kind of change careers and do something else, it was probably about the right time to do it. So I decided, I retired from the U.S. Navy and from NASA concurrently, and went to work in industry. I started out with IBM in Houston, Texas.
And you have now joined Kistler. Why did you do that?
Well, some good friends of mine that I worked with at NASA were part of the Kistler program, had worked on the early design of the Kistler vehicle, and they called me and said they were looking for a program manager and if I might be interested. So I researched what they were doing and who was all involved with it and what the concept was. And it looked like a very interesting concept. It looked like it was certainly a challenging one, but it could be done. And ultimately, it was just looked like a new and exciting job.
Of course, there are a lot of quite radical proposals around for launch operations, commercial and so on. And how do you sort out what's likely to be a goer, what's worth your time joining, and the others that you wouldn't bother with?
Well, I really, when I joined Kistler, I was not essentially aware of some of the other programs, and they've pretty much come into being since you know, I've been at Kistler. Kistler was we have about a 2 or 3 year lead on we believe on the others, similar type concepts, and so you know, that's the reason that we're going that way, and the fact that I think the Kistler is about as we've worked very hard, and I think it's about as a simple a concept as you can get, building a reusable launch vehicle.
Thank you very much.